My name is Fred Corbin. I'm a professional race car engineer. I have a background in nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons study. And I also have civil engineering, aerospace engineering, and marine biology as core-related subjects of such study. I came here this afternoon not only to represent the people of Barbados, but to bring a certain educational perspective to what a tremendous amount of people have been asking me, with the kind of background that I have, in understanding what is actually going on. So I have one question, which I don't want a response to. I don't really need a response to the question. And then I have a series of points I would like to back up that question with. And I'd like to address this question directly to the Chief Medical Officer and to my lady over there in the corner. I'd like to ask the Chief Medical Officer, please, to provide evidence for the public education that describes the isolation of a SARS-CoV-2 virus directly from a sample taken from a deceased patient, where the patient sample was not first combined with any other source of genetic material, i.e. monkey kidney cells, aka Vero cells, liver cancer cells.
Sir, before the CMO continues, I must remind you that you have to maintain a brief period of time for your presentation.
Sure.
We have many persons who still wish to
participate. I understand that, but you also have to realize I'm educating a lot of other people who are listening for this.
I appreciate
your situation.
We appreciate that as well, sir.
Right. That leads me to my next point.
Sir, we haven't heard from the CMOs yet, I believe. Well, he's refusing.
So I am not, I'm really not clear, so.
Okay.
So you gotta, I just slow down now.
That's okay, that's no problem at all. I'll just move on. We got limited time.
No problem.
Addressing the situation where a lot of people believe that the SARS-CoV-2 is a novel coronavirus. SARS-CoV-2 is a subclade of the beta coronavirus family. And how do we know this? Simply because we did cross-referencing via the international taxonomy reviews and then correlated those with actual genetic sequences and reviewed them against the patent records that were available, and it is apparent that the declaration of a novel coronavirus is a fallacy. There are several coronavirus sequences that have been uploaded, but there was not one single identified novel coronavirus, none at all. Furthermore, patents on coronavirus sequences were sought as early as 1999. Up until 1999, patenting of coronavirus sequencing was uniquely isolated to veterinary science. First vaccine patent for coronavirus was sought by Pfizer, and more specifically, the patenting of the S spike protein, the same thing we've allegedly only just discovered. First patent application was filed January 28, 2000, 21 years ago. There is nothing new about this. And in support of that, we have this document. This is the evidence supporting that. This is the evidence which shows that there is no, that SARS is no naturally evolved virus. It's not a naturally evolved virus. No one has ever produced a safe and effective vaccine against a coronavirus. It has never been done, and it never will be done, simply because it's not possible. Therefore, I go on and I recall the co-receptor-dependent phagocytic general method of action. For those who don't understand that, okay, this is science talk. Okay, I'm following the science now, so bear with me. General method of action for infectivity and pathogenicity, in other words, this is what makes it so deadly, okay, of SARS-CoV-2 appears to be specifically related to cumulative charge resulting from inserts placed on the surface of the spike receptor binding domain. What does that tell you? This is a lab-engineered phenomenon. And how do we know that? We can back up that simply because we have a document produced and very kindly submitted to us by our friends in the CCP Intelligence Service, who gave us this document where it says two mutations were critical for bat-to-human transmission of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus. This is where AstraZeneca and some of the other vaccine manufacturers get their vector from. It's just that there's one small problem, is that it outlines direct collusion between the Communist Chinese Party and those who were building it. We recognized HKU4 spike, aiming to build its capacity to mediate viral entry into human cells. To this end, we introduced two single mutations. We introduced two single mutations, not they, we. S76R and S76A into HKU4 spike. The S76R mutation was expected to restore the HPC motif. I go on and quote further. We produced retroviruses pseudotyped with HKU4 spike, referred to as HKU4 pseudoviruses, in human cells.
Sir, I think I've given you a fair amount of time.
I'm addressing the doctor over here.
Allow me to share with you one point.
Yeah.
We need you, as this is a town hall meeting where everyone wishes to participate,
I understand,
to come to a point where you give us a suggestion, an idea, or a proper question.
I just want to address the doctor in the corner.
What?
Thank you, Madam Prime Minister. I appreciate your help. I just want to address my lady doctor in the corner. We're going to have a drink over this, by the way. When I challenged you with regard to your ingredients of the Pfizer vaccine, I had good reason to do so, because I hold in my hands an internal document from Pfizer Laboratories, which was given to us by a very special person who we have contact with, called Reverse Engineering the Source Code of the BioNTech-Pfizer SARS-CoV-2 Vaccine. And this is very, very critical, because it outlines the chemical and the biological processes which were very, very carefully manipulated in order to be able to produce an mRNA that also contained a very, very dangerous toxin to the human body. Do you know what that toxin is? That toxin is called graphene oxide. And every single one of these vaccines in a 30-milligram shot contains 15 billion nanoparticles or lipid carrier particles within the mRNA sequence. 15 billion nanoparticles. And let me tell you how graphene oxide works when it gets into the body. Because when the spike protein then binds itself to our blood cells and so on, graphene oxide then starts to build a structure. And this is why we have people with blood clots and we have people with heart failure, sudden heart failure and so on, because
Mr. Corbyn, graphene oxide is building structure.
Mr. Corbyn,
you're lecturing at the moment.
I'm not lecturing. I'm
you are, Mr.
Facts.
Corbyn.
I'm educated.
And we have...
I'm educated.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Corbyn,
we have... Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Mr. Corbyn, we have definitely now given you sufficient time to make your presentation. We have to give others a similar opportunity. And therefore, I have to ask you to please make a point, provide a question, or we will have to cut your microphone.
Okay. One last question.
As much as you have support in the audience, we have a number of persons who need to be heard as well. This is your final opportunity, Mr. Corbyn.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you, Madam Prime Minister. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that Barbados is actually a signatory to the Convention on the Prohibition and Development and Production and Stockpiling of Bacteriological and Toxic Weapons. And we signed that treaty on the 16th of July, 1976. However, the patent databases that we have accessed proves that COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccines are in fact a bioweapon. And how do we support that? Because we have a copy of the mysteriously deleted Wuhan databases that tell us everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Biden. Thank you, Mr. Corbyn. We will now be going to the online...